And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. I've been working with others to open Orange County's first Boys and Girls Club in Chapel Hill. There is increased support as of lately, but when I met with resistance, I am often told that we already have a YMCA, so a Boys and Girls Club is not needed. I, of course, beg to differ. The YMCA is a great organization, but guess what? The Boys and Girls Club is also a great organization. There is a need for both, and it is possible for them to coexist. Look no further than the Triangle, and you will see that the Y and clubs coexist in both Raleigh and Durham. They also coexist in Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem. I know those are not college towns like Chapel Hill, but Charlottesville, Virginia, the home of UVA, is a college town, and they coexist there as well. The bottom line is that there is no one-size-fits-all. There are lots of children in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and all of Orange County that need the support of programs like the ones offered by not only the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club, but also programs offered by Grape Arbor, the Northern Orange Education Task Force, 4-H, Communities in Schools, and others. There are 2,418 Orange County families with children from 5 to 17 years of age that live in poverty. And you can best bet that a good number of those families live in or near Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So if we're going to debate, let's have a debate on what is the best way to channel resources to all of these organizations. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.